truth that we have left. We want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Your source for everything paranormal. Para X. Views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on The Gathering Radio Show.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to The Gathering. This is Heidi.
And I'm Stephanie.
And we are here with you tonight, the Tuesday after Paracon here in Minnesota. Good to be back, and what a weekend.
What a weekend. What a crazy weekend is what I'll say.
It was a crazy weekend. So
I'm still catching up. How about you?
Yeah, you know, I'm, well, trying to catch up on sleep, first of all. And, you know, just sorting out all of the activities and the fun and the people and the stories. It was pretty intense. In a good way, but intense.
Yes, I agree. There were, you know, we talked to thousands of people every day, I swear. You know? And by the time we went to bed, it was like we were just spinning.
Yeah, it was fun, though. It was my first Paracon at a table. We had a booth this year for My Spirit Experience. I've been there before, but it was different. You know, and definitely a lot of fun. Like you said, you talk to tons of people every day, and you get to hear their stories. I mean, they come up to you, and it's a safe place for them to tell you about their experiences or ask questions about their experiences or how do I do this, how do I do that. And so that was really fun, and it was, I felt honored, you know, to be able to be a safe place for people to share their stories and to answer questions if they had something going on that they didn't understand.
Exactly. You know, people just open up because, you know, and still, you know, what I find is still they're a little closed mouth at first, but once they start talking to you, then it all comes out.
Yep.
You know, and then you hear it all from beginning to end. And yeah, it's just, it's an awesome, fun time, exhausting. As we talked about, we knew this was going to happen. But, you know, on the other hand, it's like the big paranormal family gathering. It's like happens once a year.
Yeah, it's like a family reunion. You know, and there's a lot of people you're looking forward to seeing and a few you're not so excited about. But, you know, that's any family. You know, but it's good to see everybody, you know, no matter who it is. So, and then you get to meet new family members. You know.
Absolutely.
And, so that's always fun.
And pal around and make faces at the camera like I did with Grant Wilson. And, you know,
you did.
It's you know, we stuck out our tongues. That was my hands down favorite picture.
That was a good photo.
Of the whole weekend. You know, and I didn't, we didn't take a lot of pictures this year for some reason. I'm not really sure why.
I don't know. I didn't either.
You know, normally we take a lot of pictures of Paracon, and I'm like, this year just didn't happen. So I'm not sure why, but whatever.
I was talking to people.
I was too. I think that was it. And not goofing around. You know, like last year and the year before, and you know, the Sim Crew, we have a lot of members, and so it's like, you know, I don't have to spend a lot of time at the booth. But this year, because we had the Squatchers booth, I was there almost all day, every day, Katie and I were. And so we didn't get to walk, flit around, you know, and be social and take photos. I think that's part of it, you know. And even at the booth, we didn't take a lot of photos because there was just, there was hardly any time where there was nobody at our booth, you know. It was just, it was kind of an amazing thing, actually.
Yeah, we actually worked
really, we worked it, yes, but we got a lot of really cool contacts and a lot of new areas to search, and well worth it,
Yeah, it was good. I would, you know, go, I would definitely go back. You know, it was fun our booth, and I know they rotate where everybody sits, and mm-hmm. so this year we were next to Grant mm-hmm. Wilson, and that mm-hmm. was cool. I mean, he's so genuine.
He's a wild thing. Yeah, he's very funny. Genuine. He is funny.
He's funny, though. He is yeah. funny. But he's really a good person. Like, he made it a point to go to each booth.
Mm-hmm.
He went through every booth to mm-hmm. see what they were doing, talk mm-hmm. to them, say hi. You know, he would take his breaks, but then he made sure to go to every booth. And I'm like,
what a stand-up
guy. He was
there almost all the time this year. I didn't notice him being gone for very much at all.
No. And because we were next to him, they asked us to help cut his line off so he could get away. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to get away because he always had people.
Yeah.
And so we helped with that. And he wasn't taking very many breaks.
No. Not at all.
And if he was not at the table, he was even walking around, though. That's the thing. It's not like he was just taking a break. He's a stand-up guy.
He is.
He was nice.
Yes, I love Grant. Yeah. He's awesome.
Maybe we'll get him on our show someday.
Well, we can hope, right?
Keep our fingers crossed.
I know. We'll have to start bombarding him with emails.
Maybe, or that might get us blocked, so we won't do that. But we'll just put it out there in the universe and then maybe try and get a hold of him. But
yes,
it was fun, and if for whatever reason, we left on Thursday, we come back Sunday, it was fast.
Yes.
We were driving home Sunday going, that was 4 days. You've got to be kidding me. Because Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
It's not a short drive for us. It's a 4-hour drive.
Yeah.
Plus, you pick up your people in your car and you're doing whatever. So it's a
5-plus-hour
drive once you get everybody picked up, packed in the car, whatever. That's a day.
Yeah.
Once you get checked into the hotel or checked out of the hotel, whatever. So you've got 4 days. And it flew.
Yes. It did. And, you know, for as long as, you know, those days are long sitting at the booth, you know, because you're there from, you know, you have to be there like at 10 in the morning. You don't get to leave till the exhibition hall closes at 6. But basically you're there for another half hour because you're not just going to turn away people who are already sitting at your booth.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it seems like it's a very long day, but yet it goes by really, really, really fast.
It was really fast.
Mm-hmm. Boom, and all of a sudden it's, you know, you're eating dinner and then you're at the bar and then it's time to go to bed and then you're ready for the next day, you know, and but lots of socializing, which is always fun for us, you know, and you know, it's just fun. It's fun to see people that you haven't seen. You know, one person I didn't talk to that I really wanted to talk to was Jason Haas. Did you get to talk to him?
No, I didn't either.
What the heck?
I know. And it was interesting because they were doing those Minnesota Ghost Box interviews.
Yeah.
And I get done, and he's right after me standing there. And I was like, okay, I can't talk to him because his turn is next. So I'm like, took some pictures and, you know, kind of did a little stalker thing going.
Yeah.
And, but I thought, oh, well, that's kind of my little 15 minutes there as I get to be right before Jason.
Yeah.
That's it. But I got to see him, but I never got to meet him. And there was a couple of folks. But I get kind of shy. And I know that, you know, it's easy, you know, people that know me might think that's weird. But I really was shy growing up. And so sometimes that creeps in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I kind of freak out. And I don't know what to do. And so I don't, like, there's a few people I wanted to go introduce myself to. And I just didn't.
Oh, okay.
So and he was one of them. And I knew where he was, and I knew he was on the other side. And anyway, I felt like I was kind of chicken.
Well, I know, and he was right by the Cat Paranormal booth, you know, Kenny's booth.
Yeah.
And they would text me and say, hey, there's no line here, Steph. Come over and meet him right now. Well, I couldn't because there were multiple people at my booth, you know, and I was talking to them. So, and then every time I did go over there was a line, and I didn't have time to wait. Oh, whatever, it's fine. But, you know, he didn't come to the bar, which I thought was kind of strange because, you know, we know Grant's there every night.
Well, most people are.
Socializing with everybody.
You know, hanging out, not being
weird
or anything. They're just there.
No, they're just there, and they're very, you know, they talk with everybody, and, you know, it's very fun.
I suppose that's not everybody's thing, though.
No, I imagine.
So, that's all right.
It is.
But it was fun, and, you know, there was a couple of moments this weekend that I knew why we were there. You know, mm-hmm. there was a group from Wisconsin that was there, just really nice, genuine people, and I ended up talking to one of the family members of the group and came over to my table and was asking me questions about some of the work that I do. And I said, oh, I can, you know, because I wasn't doing the work at the table. I was just answering questions, helping people out, talking about whatever. And she's asking me about a family member. And I said, oh, yeah, we can, you know, if you want, we can set up a session. We can do it over the phone. If you're not local, that's no problem. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, boom, there's the family member she's asking about standing right behind her. And I thought, okay, well, I said, hang on a second.
Here we go.
Because I wasn't expecting anyone. Yeah. I'm kind of closed down, you know, because it's a lot of energy.
Yes.
Pretty intense.
We talked about that last week, how we have to kind of wrap
keep
ourselves
it,
in protection because
we
can't handle it.
People are big energies there. And so, and lots of spiritual energies. And frankly, you know, a couple of tragedies that weekend that happened at the casino, in the hotel.
Yeah.
So I'm locked down. And then here is the family member standing right behind her. And I thought, oh, okay, game on. Here we go. Mm-hmm. And so I just gave her a little blip of information. And I turned to my my partner, Tim, who I work with. And I look at him. And he's looking at me like he knows what I know.
Yeah.
And I said, you get what I'm getting? And he said, yeah. So we both said at the same time the exact same thing. And she looks at us like, nothing.
Really?
Aw. And I said, okay, well, whatever. If that doesn't make any sense, I'm sorry. That's what I'm getting. Here you go. And I just gave her everything. And she's like, okay, well, should we still set up a session? I'm like, well, I don't know. If that didn't work so well, like I thought it did, then I guess no. She goes, well, let's set it up. She goes, should I pay you now? I'm like, no, no, don't do it. And
okay.
I ran into her out that evening, and her dad called me over and said, you got to talk to her. And she said, I am a huge skeptic. And I said, gathered that, you know, I go, you get nothing. And she said, no, when you guys told me that, it was so hard to not just burst out crying because everything was right. She goes, I just had to like shut down because I didn't want to lose it in public.
Right.
And she goes, she goes, I've been to so many people and asked that question and nobody said anything that made sense. And that was the first thing. She goes, I need to see you. She goes, that's why I wanted to give you my money right away. I'm like, oh God. I go, okay, that's thanks. But no, I said, I don't want to, don't do it. So anyway, but I was happy to help her. I mean, because she's this hardcore skeptic. Her dad was like, yes, she's a skeptic.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, this was amazing. And I was so grateful to be able to help her because it helped her see that this is real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the weird little tidbit of information I gave her, there's no way
that anybody would have known that.
You can't know it. And so it helps one more person to say, oh, wow, there's something to this.
Yeah.
Like this, you know, this works. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Oh,
yeah, and Swanee's on our chat room and saying lots of energy.
Yeah
that's an understatement.
Yeah.
The understatement of the century.
Yeah, Swanee came to our booth a couple times, too. And, you know, yeah, it was just crazy.
Yeah.
And I can't remember, Swanee was there with who? He told me, and I can't.
Palmer House.
Palmer House, yeah, that's right.
Yep.
I couldn't remember. See, we just talked to so many people, we can't remember what stories belong to which person.
I know. It's crazy. But it was fun. So it was a good time. And I know Snooki's in our chat room, and she was there.
She was there.
So that was nice to meet you in person.
I guess I should post that, too. I guess it's up to you, though, Snooki, if you want me to post that or not.
Yeah, you got to get permission.
Yeah, exactly.
Like just slapping people's photos on Facebook.
Exactly.
So anyway, it was nice to meet you at Paracon, Snooki. Yeah. And everybody else that stopped by or sent us good energy, thank you.
Yes, and you got to meet Alan from the calling.
Yes, I did.
Wasn't he funny? He said, oh, I have to practice. And then when he met you, he goes,
the gathering.
That was funny.
Oh,
yeah, it was nice meeting him in person because we're Facebook friends, but then, you know, you live how far apart, you don't ever meet anyone in person. So, so Paracon. It was Paracon.
It was fun. It was wild. Went by really fast.
It was really fast. You know, it was a weird year, though, for odd things or not good things happening.
Yes.
You know, there was kind of this weird energy about it with the tragedies that happened in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the big names not being able to show,
yes,
like last-minute stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So that was, and I felt bad because one of the booths was right across from us.
Yeah.
And there was a long line for almost the whole day.
Oh, yeah. That they stood in line for like hours.
And then, so I felt really bad. I'm like, I felt like I wanted to do something for him, but what am I supposed to do? I can't be the person that's not there. I'm like a huge letdown compared to him. So I'm like, well, what am I going to do? Go over there and like, hey, get out of here. We're not waiting for you. Get out.
Anyway. Well, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And it's too bad that they didn't, you know, they couldn't make it. But, you know, there were a lot of other people that were there. And people, I think, generally had a good time.
I think so.
You know, I do think there were some people that came up just to see those two particular groups, and then they weren't there, and then they did get very upset. But I think the majority of people have been there before, and just, you know, they just ran with it. It's okay. You know, whatever. Everybody else is here, so
Yeah, I thought it was good. a nice mix of groups.
I did too.
And vendors and people. Mm-hmm. There wasn't some of the things that I expected to see that we've seen before with the merchandise.
Yeah.
You know, I
sometimes
remember there being
merchandise
more
that didn't have anything to do with the paranormal.
Which I'm okay with.
I am too. There was that one last year that had the corsets. You weren't there last year. They had these corsets, and you put them, they were like bustiers or something, and they were selling them, and I just thought, oh.
Well, why not?
And they said, well, I know, you know, right? And they said, would you like to try one on? And I'm like, yeah, no, not right here. Because there was like a long line of people right there waiting to see Ghost Adventures, I think.
Oh, no.
You know
no,
what
no.
I mean? Yeah, and I'm like,
nope, not even over my long sleeve T-shirt.
Right, we're not doing that. But yeah, they did. Swami says he can't wait till next year. Yeah, it'll be fun. It's always a good time.
Yeah,
and we're always exhausted afterwards. Like I keep saying that because I'm still tired.
Well, and then yeah, I'm exhausted, and I had to come home. I was working at the studio on Sunday night, and also I have started prepping. Actually, in the car ride home. Getting some of my last minute things together for my event this weekend.
Yeah,
so I do another 4-day weekend.
Oh, good God.
In it back to back.
Your puppy's never going to forgive you, Heidi.
I know. He was a little miffed with me when I got home on Sunday.
Yeah.
But he got over it.
Yeah.
So, and then he was my little partner in crime. So, but yeah, it's
tough to be away. And I was happy to finally be home. And I know I said to my puppies, oh my God, this is the last one now for a long time. I won't be gone overnight now for months, you know,
mm-hmm.
like they can understand that. But I can. And I'm like, oh,
it makes you feel better.
It does. It does, you know. So, but anyway, yeah, crazy times. Thank you for, if anybody's out there listening and came to see us at Paracon, thanks for coming because we had a good time. And thanks for the stories and, you know, all the tips that we have and all of that.
Yeah, it was good. And I'm hoping to see you all again next year or mm-hmm. throughout the year or mm-hmm. whatever is coming.
Because you never know. You know, Lauren Coleman told both of us that they were thinking of having a Bigfoot convention in this coming year.
That would be crazy.
Wouldn't it, though?
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see how many groups would be able to be pulled together for something like that.
Well, I'm assuming they would get a lot of the celebrities, right? So maybe the Finding Bigfoot people would be there, which would be really fun.
Yeah.
Because they're a lot of fun. And obviously they've asked Lauren if he would be interested in this because he knew about it.
Would it be there? Is that what they're saying?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Well, yeah.
I would assume that there'd be a handful of groups.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of stuff going on up there in that northern.
There is a lot of stuff going on up north.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. I just had story after story after story up there.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know, it might be kind of fun. Stay tuned, you know. We'll know when we know, and then we'll let you know, because I'm sure they will. Yes. I'm sure they will get us on the horn right away.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, no, it was crazy time. Glad we're back, though.
Yeah, glad I have a few days until the next one.
Yeah, so you leave on Thursday. Do you leave on Thursday?
Yeah.
Wow.
Thursday to Sunday again, and then next week is my Halloween open house.
Yes.
So that's Thursday.
Yeah.
And then I die.
And then you die.
No, actually, I'm really excited. I don't know if I told you. I might have told you. We're going to be at the Bakken Museum on Saturday, the Electricity Museum. Our paranormal group is going to be doing their spooky science event.
Oh, fun is that,
so,
right?
Yeah, because they're an electricity museum. How perfect.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's paranormal perfect. All over it.
Absolutely.
So we're going to have a booth there, and I'm excited for that. So stop by the Bakken Museum here in Minneapolis if you're in the area on Saturday. The 28th, I think.
Oh, so it's a week from this Saturday.
Yeah, because the fun never stops.
Because the fun never stops.
Until Halloween, and then I get to die.
Yep, and Sim, we have one of our supernatural conversations on the 27th at the coffee shop where we did our live show.
Yes.
So if anybody's hanging out on the 27th, come see us, because we'll be there in the evening on Friday.
Nice.
The 27th. It's always awesome. Good. Last time we were there, it was like wall-to-wall people. So, and it's Halloween time this time, so you never know what's going to happen.
That's right. So speaking of Halloween, we decided one of our topics this tonight, and we probably will have more Paracon stuff leaking in throughout the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to plant some seeds if you guys have any stories, because we wanted to talk a little bit about Ouija boards
mm-hmm.
first, and we'll see about portals. We'll see how much room we have. Mm-hmm. We might have to overflow into next week's show, but that has come up quite a bit in the last, well, probably a few weeks, but it always comes up,
yeah,
especially in my world, because I'm dealing with them all the time.
Yeah.
But I wanted to find out there if there's anybody that has a Ouija board story, have had experiences with Ouija boards, whether they're good or bad, because I would imagine there's a few good ones out there. Most people talk about the bad ones. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. There's some good ones, mm-hmm. I would expect. You know, mm-hmm. no one was dragged through and, you know, dragged to their death or anything. So. Right. But we'd love to hear about your Ouija board stories, and if you want to join us on the chat room, mm-hmm. you can
Please do
let us know,
because we'd love to hear it. And one more thing I have to say is there's news all over Yahoo today about a totally different subject, but Bigfoot. So they say there was Bigfoot sightings in Northern California, and there's actual pictures out there. They say it was a farmer who saw a family of five.
What?
Not kidding. Yep, in Northern California. Let me see if I can pull it up. I put it on the Squatchers Facebook page. Supposedly it's real. I looked at the pictures. It's, they're whatever. You know, they're a little blurry, but aren't all pictures of Sasquatch. So it's very interesting. I'm trying to find it here and see now. I'm blabbing, and so it's hard for me to do two things at once.
I know, you can't type and search and talk at the same time.
I know, it's true. But it is on the Squatchers Facebook page. If you're interested, you can go and find it and click on it. But yeah, so see, there's like this picture here.
What?
Reportedly sighted in Northern California, somewhere by some lake called Avocado Lake.
Well, how do they know it's a family? That just looks like one.
Well, it's in here somewhere. It says, and the five. Okay, so here it says, I'll just read the first paragraph. The legendary Bigfoot and other creatures like it have been reportedly spotted near a Northern California lake, according to a paranormal investigator, Jeffrey Gonzalez, a self-described paranormal expert. Who the heck is an expert in the paranormal?
Right?
That's what I'm saying. Said he heard about the sighting from a local farmer who said he saw the creature and five others running on his ranch near Avocado Lake. One of them, which was extremely tall and had a pig over its shoulder, Gonzalez said in comments obtained by Fox 29 and Fox News affiliate. And the five scattered, and the one with the pig was running so fast he didn't see an irrigation pipe, and it tripped with the pig flying over, according to his Facebook page. I mean, you know, and then the story continues on and on. So, you know, who knows? I mean, could it be Bigfoot? There's pictures, you know, I don't... hard to see, really.
It's a...
See, here it is again.
That looks like a dude leaning up against a tree with an ape suit on. I don't know. That's just what it... Doesn't it look kind of...
It's hard to say.
Like, why would Bigfoot just be hanging out? Like,
right.
Leaning up against a tree like that.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is the pipe or whatever that he tripped over and then the piggy went flying and whatever. But, you know, then they showed the Gimlinson Patterson photo of the squash, and it does kind of look the same, actually, that first one.
Yeah.
Not really, but
it looks
by a river or something.
You know what, though?
Some kind of stream.
It looks, I mean, seriously, it kind of looks photoshopped or something.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I mean, I don't know. I'm just looking at it thinking, something's not right about it. And then, I don't know. It could be real.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who knows? But... You know, we like to report things as they
happen. Kat's asking, she said, is it a pick or a pig over its shoulder? Pig.
A pig. Pig.
Like
P-I-G, pig.
Yeah, oink, oink, pig.
And then
pig,
he dropped him, so I'm sure the pig was very happy.
Yeah, and she says, pig. Even Bigfoot would have trouble running with a pig over its shoulder, I think.
Well, I would think if it was a full-grown
man. Well, if you trip on anything you're carrying, unless he's a, you know, I don't know. Anything you're going to be running and carrying something and you trip, you're going to drop, probably.
Well, and then he's saying that he recounted a couple of other stories who saw this creature in the same orchard. Now, they didn't say it was an orchard.
That doesn't look like an orchard.
It doesn't to me either, but
that
maybe
looks, those trees are huge.
They look like redwood trees to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And that looks like a... Is that a lake or is that a field that...
Well, this kind of looks like kind of
river?
A stream or a river or something.
That doesn't look like an orchard at all.
It doesn't really say what it is.
I'm finding
it's near Avocado Lake, so maybe it's a lake.
Okay.
Avocado
I don't see
lake.
An orchard. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, I don't know. So,
well,
anyway.
I think it's interesting. Why not?
Yep.
Look at it and see, but I don't know.
Well, anyway, so if you want to see the story, you can get it on the Squatchers Facebook page. It is kind of interesting. You know, we see these all the time. But then in hindsight, it's like, well, what if we were out there and we found something and we got a picture just like that and we knew it wasn't Photoshop, but is everybody else in the world going to look at it and say, oh, it's Photoshop?
Right. Oh, maybe. Well, do you need
it's like everything else. It's like, well, you know, whatever.
You just throw it out there and see what happens.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
No, I'm not saying it is. I'm not saying it is or isn't fake, real, fake, whatever. I don't know. Yeah. I'm looking at it going, hmm.
Yeah.
That's a pretty interesting picture. It's the big hmm. It's the big hmm.
It's the big hmm. Anyway, so just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, you can check it out and see for yourself. Make your own decisions mm-hmm. on it if you like. And anyway, so if you, yeah, we'll get back to giving you time to think about your Ouija board experiences. I'd love to know if there's any experiences. I'm pretty sure, whether you admit it or not, everybody has played with one at one point in time.
Absolutely.
Most
well, it
of
was
us
kind
do
of
it.
A parlor game in my household when I was growing up.
Like, did your family do it?
Oh, yeah. My mom was into it.
Oh, really?
And so she and my Aunt Dorothy, it was kind of like that whole Norwegian side of the family. They were all intuitives. And her and Dorothy, I mean, they didn't do it all the time, but they would do it enough where it was kind of like part of the deal. And I remember specifically when my cousin Sherry was pregnant and they asked the Ouija board, you know, is it going to be a boy or is it going to be a girl? And the little, what do they call that?
Planchette.
Yep. Went to kept going back and forth to both of them. Well, it turns out that when she had that baby, it was twins and it was a boy and a girl. So that's pretty wild, right?
That's cool. That's cool. So interesting, too, that your mom's family is Norwegian, so is mine.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's family, that whole side, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we did not play Ouija board. It wasn't even talked about in my family. I think my mom was always, like, odd,
mm-hmm.
you know, because she was intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
And when I became an adult, and then my mom finally was, like, open about me, then I hear from her family members, well, you always kind of had that weird... And I'm like, Mom, you know, because she used to give me a hard time when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of ticked, but whatever.
Yeah.
Because we didn't do any of that stuff. And we didn't talk about it. We didn't look at it. We didn't acknowledge it. No one, everybody pretended it didn't exist. And so I don't know if it did or didn't with most of them.
Yeah.
But I know I did. And then nobody was giving me anything around it. I had nothing.
That I know you talked about that.
It was fine. But so I would sneak over to friends and do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. go over to their house and do it. And I remember when I was in my first apartment, I made one myself.
A Ouija board?
Yeah. Drew it out on paper. Used an upside down cup as a planchette. It worked all right.
Yeah, it works.
So
it works. But yeah, no. And so, yeah, so my mom did it, you know, quite often. And, you know, when I was a kid, we did it too until I had the dream. And I do think it was God telling me to stop.
He scared me.
He said, stop using that Ouija board or something bad is going to happen. So I have never touched one since.
Wow.
So I don't know if it was a vision or if it was truly a dream. I'm not really sure.
How long was that?
I was probably 10 or 12. Right from junior high maybe.
Yeah.
Right at the beginning.
Oh, that's so weird.
Yeah, because me and my friend Vicky used to use it. We didn't know anything,
right.
You know, at the time. You know, my mom played with one. You know, I mean, we just thought, like everyone else, it was just something fun to do, you know? And so we did it quite often. And then it's like, I had this dream or vision or whatever, and I believe it was God saying, stop.
Right
now, the devil's going to get you, or something like that. Something that scared the heck out of me, you know. And I thought,
that'll do it.
Never touched one since. That was it. And then, of course, when we got into this field, it's like, whoa, okay, we don't want any Ouija boards around. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's a good story.
It
I know Swanee said too. That's a good story. Yeah. It is a good story.
I know it happened. Yeah, so
that's cool.
Anyway,
and Kat was saying that she used a Ouija board at a party back in high school. Doesn't really remember anything happening. Oh, she does mention they used to do light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
I do, kind of, sort of.
I didn't remember it until she said it, and I remember we used to do that all the time.
Yeah.
Didn't you have
everyone
someone...
involved is still alive, she said. What were you going
to
say?
Well, good to hear.
Yeah.
Because one person lays down on the floor, and everybody sits around with their fingers, just their
fingers
underneath the edges of the person.
Yes, like we have done that, yep.
And then you say it over and over, and don't you do, like, how many
and
times,
then supposed
and then you
to
lift?
And they're supposed to come up, right?
Yeah, and you don't have to use any effort, and they just levitate.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's cool. I forgot about that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But I don't remember what the consequences were. She said there's, as everyone's still alive. Well, I can't remember if there
well, that's good.
Consequences to using light as a feather, stiff as a board or not. So yeah, anyway. No, well, let's go ahead and take a break because we just zipped through half hour. And then we'll come back and I want to hear more of your stories. Mm-hmm. If you have any Ouija board stories, any good stuff, bad stuff, I can share one of a board that I closed. But we'll get back to you here in just a couple of minutes.
Yep. Stay with us.
Vampires, werewolves, skinwalkers, all of this and more, Sunday nights at midnight on the Staring Into the Abyss radio show. Come, get lost with us.
Hi, this is Master Tarot Card Reader Ken Bogle, and I highly encourage you to tune in every Monday night to the Para-X Radio Network for the Para-Cave, hosted by Matt Gesso, as he goes in search of the truth in the supernatural, metaphysical, mystic, and paranormal. Monday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, only on the Para-X Radio Network. I never miss it, and neither should you.
What are you listening to? Heidi. Oh, hey, Steph.
Hey.
What has your attention? Oh, I'm listening to Para-X, the calling radio show. Have you ever heard of it?
No, I haven't. What's it all about?
Well, it's hosted by three guys, Jerry, Alan, and Will, and they talk about paranormal investigations, UFOs, cryptozoology, psychic phenomenon, all sorts of stuff.
Oh, well, it's kind of like The Gathering, but on Wednesday, right?
Yep, you got it.
The Calling Radio Show every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time only on Para-X.
Welcome back to The Gathering, everybody. And this is Heidi.
And Stephanie.
And we are talking about Ouija boards, mm-hmm. and it also came up that the old, I don't even know what to call it, light as a feather, stiff as a board, but I don't even know what that is. It's a game, maybe?
Yeah. Kind of one where there's a bunch of people, and you have somebody's laying on the floor, and everybody puts their fingertips under them, and then says, light as a finger, stiff as a board. What is it that we say?
Light as a feather, stiff as a board,
light
over
as a
and
feather.
Over.
Oh, yeah.
And then you eventually, everybody lifts at the same time, but the person should come up with no effort.
Right.
And so Kat, on our chat room, was saying that she wrote a couple of things here. She said that she and her friends were doing it. They got her up to the ceiling. When she opened her eyes, the light fixture was inches away.
My goodness.
And they dropped me, pretty much broke my fall so I didn't get hurt. What? That would be so scary.
I wouldn't want that to happen to me. That's craziness. Well, she's also saying that when they did it, sometimes they did it as storytelling. One sat at my head and told a tale of how I died.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we must lift you and carry you to your grave got repeated by all a few times and then lift.
Well, that's maybe a twist.
Is that what you did?
I don't know. I can't remember. But that's fascinating. And then you got lifted up to the ceiling. I would have probably passed out and then fallen because I would have passed out and then you all would have had to catch me.
Absolutely. That's just, I don't know what I would have done if I would have, you know, opened my eyes and there was the light fixture.
I remember it happening a few times where there's just no way. And usually there was four of us. Mm-hmm. So there's one person on each side and one person at the head.
Yeah.
There's no way you can lift someone.
No.
Especially with their legs dangling. But there was a few times I remember that we were like, what? This is happening. Like, you shouldn't be able to get this person this high up and not break a sweat.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
Yeah. So I think it did work if I remember correctly, but I don't remember most of it. But
so what do you think is happening? Hey, let's try it.
We could do that on
one of
our next
live shows. But there's only two of us. Yeah, but maybe next time we have a few people.
We could try it on the air and see what happens.
I think we should do that next week if we have, because Anita was saying some of those, you know, like Jeff might come. We're going to be at Anita's, our Superfan studio next week.
Superfan Anita's next
so
week.
So if she has some guests, you know, maybe we can do that. That'd be a fun Halloween-y trick.
It would. See if it works.
Yeah.
For us now that we're older and wiser.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, so what Kat said, I think the shock of seeing how far up I went, that it had worked was what broke the spell, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a trance-like state. Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And I would expect, too, that there's some paranormal energies at work, you know, because how else is that supposed to happen? I mean, you know, I've had extractions. I remember one that I did for, it was actually a kid, with the parents in the room. I wasn't going to do this without, but the parents, this boy levitated, and nobody had their hands on him. And so that was interesting, we'll say.
And he just went up?
Mm-hmm. He went up about 3 inches and then went back down. And I remember telling the mom and the grandma that was in there, I said, when we're doing this, just be calm. Don't make any noise. Don't scream. Don't run out the room. Stay seated, no matter what. And he lifted up, and both the looks on their faces, I wish I would have had a camera. Except that would have been inappropriate to take pictures during it. But I would have loved to see, like, had a photo of their faces, because I didn't think they were going to be in the chair. They were going to fall over. So, anyway.
Well, yeah, I'd be a little scared.
But, yeah, it's like almost like this paranormal energy, trance-like. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like Kat's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there's a whole article about the science behind light as a feather, stiff as a board, spookiness.
Oh, really?
By The Nerdist. It was just published 9 hours ago. This is great.
9 hours ago?
9 hours ago.
So this is current information?
Current information. I guess there might even be a video here.
Wow.
Junk food, sleeping bags, video game, whispering about who in class you had a crush on. But in October, when Halloween draws near, you have the weirder ritual, light as a feather, stiff as a board. One lucky friend lies motionless, positioned as if in a coffin.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You put your hands across your chest.
On the ground, while the rest of the gang lifts the living corpse using nothing but fingertips and chanting, light as a feather, stiff as a board, all the while. Though it's the season of all things spooky and the feelings you got from the performance were always a bit unsettling, there's an explanation behind this that's far from supernatural.
Okay, well, tell.
It all comes down to physics. Take an average adult's mass, around 60 kilograms, and spread it over 5 people attempting the lift. Each person has 2 hands, so each hand only has to lift 6 kilograms, less than a bag of groceries. The math is fairly straightforward. So why did we get so freaked out as kids? At the heart of the spooky feeling lies a disconnect. We know implicitly that people are heavy things, so when we see someone levitating on just our fingertips, it contradicts that intuition. We tend to focus on what's right in front of us and not the math behind it.
Yeah, but that doesn't explain how someone could end up at the ceiling.
I don't think so either.
And I don't remember, as a kid, feeling like I was lifting a bag of groceries.
Well, no. A bag of groceries can be... 6 kilograms must be like 12 pounds, right? I mean, that's...
I don't think it's quite 12 pounds, but...
Something, though. It's close. I mean, it's more.
It's more than 6 pounds. Yeah,
I don't know that you'd be able to lift that with your fingertips.
No.
You know? I don't know. They're just trying to, you know, come up with something.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's on The Nerdist. It said that they're going to talk about all kinds... everything spooky during the month of October.
Well, maybe we'll follow them and debunk all of their debunking.
It's interesting. Anyway.
Yeah, anyway. That's a fun topic. We'll have to, if anybody else has any stories around that too, or the Ouija board. We want to talk about Ouija board.
Yeah,
it's Halloween.
Right.
No, it's
We're
cool.
Digressing.
But I knew, like, with these topics, we might get off on tangents, and then next week we'll have to
Perry
talk
says
about it too.
6 kilograms is about 13 pounds.
Oh, it's more than 12 pounds.
So it's a little
pounds.
Bit
okay.
more than 12. So, okay. Yeah, I think if we have people at Anita's studio next week, we ought to try this.
Each hand holding 13 pounds.
I think that's too much. Just your fingertips? There's no way my fingers could hold 13 pounds.
You would be struggling.
Yeah.
You'd be breaking a sweat if you tried to lift 13 pounds on each fingertip, like each hand.
Yeah.
With your fingertips? No.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Kat says, see, the thing is, how easy would it be to get several people to lift at exactly the same moment, and you'd have to be literally stiff as a board. So I suspect they are trying to explain it away badly. I agree. Yeah. So anyway, yeah. That's bizarre.
Well, so we can roll this one into next week, too. If you have stories about the light as a feather, stiff as a board, you have your Ouija board stories, you have story. We want to talk about portals, too, but that one might have to wait because we've got all sorts of things coming up, too, in our future shows here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, feel free to send us your stories through our website, our Facebook page, or here in the chat room. Mm-hmm. And Amy... yeah, exactly. This is what we're talking about, Amy. Amy in the chat room is saying that doesn't make sense either. Yeah. If you hold a 10-pound dumbbell in your hand and hold your arm up for more than a minute, your arms would be sore quickly.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and each hand you'd have to be holding a 10-pound dumbbell.
And just on your fingertips, right? So not even on your palms. We're talking about just the fingers.
Right, because you, I mean, you barely get up to that the knuckle. Yeah. You don't get up to your palm.
No.
I mean,
so
we never had it up to our palm.
I don't think, you know,
I think they
even
don't.
The cell phone is kind of too much.
Right.
Know? I'm just saying.
And I know that you have multiple people doing it, but I remember we had four of us, and one of them was laying down, so there's one on each side and one at the head.
Mm-hmm.
And this person's lifting up a couple inches back when I remember doing it.
Yeah.
It was stuff happening, so I don't know.
I
think they're trying to
explain it away so that people aren't scared anymore, but... Yeah. I think if you tried it with a person on a board, you'd still find it damn near impossible to keep them level. Yeah, I agree.
Agreed. So, yeah. We might have to do an on-location test.
Yeah.
We'll get on Anita Superfan's dining table.
Yes.
And we could, because we could sit, like, if we're right now, we're sitting at a table that's similar to a dining table size. We could sit in chairs and just shove our fingers under someone.
Maybe we should have Jerry and Tim come with next week, too, so we make sure we have enough people and give it a try.
That would be fun.
Let's do it.
We just invited a bunch of people.
I know. Anita's she doesn't care. She's happy to have
Oh, people. Good. I'm glad to hear she doesn't care.
No, she always says, because she said, I don't know
who'll
be there.
Try it.
We should.
On the live on the show.
I think, let's do it. Let's do it. Because, you know, my first thought was, wouldn't it be fun to have a seance live on the air? And I do think we should do that at some point, but I think that takes a little preparation.
Yeah, all we have to do is chant over and over. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. And we'll have low lights.
Yeah. Doo-doo-doo. Maybe we'll have some weird music playing in the background, you know. Doo-doo.
Can you imagine if something happened? She wouldn't sleep for a week.
I know. Well, you know.
Well, but that's what you get for hosting our show at your house.
Well, we'll make sure
we'll clear
the
I'm
house
kidding.
Before we
We would
leave.
Clear it. We wouldn't leave her. We wouldn't leave her hanging. That would be not cool because she's our super fan.
Let's do that because that'll be our live kind of
pre-Halloween
show. Yeah, pre-Halloween-y thing. Let's do it. I'm going to write it down. But so on the count of three, lift. Wait, on three or after three? So we'll have to have somebody watching the chat line, too, when we're doing this. Well, actually, somebody who's lifting could be watching this at the same time. We'll figure it out.
Because it would be interesting, too, if the radio, like the microphone and stuff, would be picking up EVPs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we could even have a K2 or the Melmeter or something going.
And I think we should.
I'll have the Rook with that. Picks up a lot of stuff. So, yeah.
We could, and you guys might hear something that we aren't hearing. So you could let us know if you heard something that we can't explain.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
I think we're on to something.
We're
going to
do it.
Yay.
All right. I like it.
We just booked a whole night of events at Anita's.
Yeah.
Good. We'll have to
Poor
let
Anita.
Her know.
I'll have to break the news to her tomorrow. Oh, by the way, there might be more people at your house than
By the way, we're going to have not a seance, but anyway.
We're going to play that'll
be fun.
Slumber game.
Thanks, Kat, for the. The idea, because that, I think, is where it started, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, if anybody else has any other stories around those things that we did as a kid, you know, if the light is a feather, stiff as a board, or looking in the mirror, you remember when you look in the mirror?
Yeah.
And then there was the Bloody Mary thing. Everybody did that.
Yeah,
And then nothing ever happened when I did that.
No.
I wouldn't do it now, though.
No, I wouldn't do it now either.
Mirrors are portals. Talk
they
about
are.
Portals.
Talk
oh,
about
God.
Portals, yes. Yes.
So, yeah, it's all those things that we do as a kid because we don't. It's
we
like
don't.
We're trying to be scared, but we don't think we're going to be scared. But then we're scared because we freak ourselves out, but we don't think it's because anything actually happens.
Yes.
But then as adults, we know, stuff does happen. It's just that you might not be aware of it when you're a kid.
Yes.
So you don't know. It's just a weird thing.
And then when we get older and we think, oh, my God, what was wrong with us? Why did we do this?
I know.
Oh, my, the things kids do.
Well.
I'm just saying.
It's amazing we get
so
out of it.
So now we'll do it all as adults because we want to see what's going on.
Because we're going to do it for you guys on the radio so you can hear what's going on.
Exactly. So Ouija boards. Let's get back to Ouija boards. So I shared that story that I had, and that was kind of a weird thing. So I made everybody throw away their Ouija boards in our family after that.
Although did you really?
My sister still has one in her basement somewhere, I'm told.
So your whole family who was on board with it, oh, literally.
Well, actually, I think my mom just hid it in the cupboard because I do think we found it after they passed away. Oh, but we
that makes more sense then.
Yeah.
Because I would say if she's pretty, you know, she's pretty on.
Well, they did. I mean, it wasn't like it was often, you know, but every once in a while when they had a question, they would pull out the Ouija board and ask, you know, and her and my Aunt Dorothy seemed to be the best ones at it. But I remember her and my brother Chris doing it as well. So, yeah, they did it, you know. And it was, you know, like I said, a lot of intuition in that side of the family, mm-hmm. you know, including Chris and
Chris. So nobody had any bad experiences that you're aware of?
No, except for my little, you know, stop this or, you know, you might die or something. Or, you know, it was scared the heck right out of me. You know, I remember waking up and boy, that was it. I didn't want anything more to ever do with that Ouija board.
Right.
You know?
Oh. Yeah. So, we'll get off topic a little bit again because this is, I don't even know what this is. Zora hopped on our chat box and said, did anyone do the peeling the apple thing as a child?
No, I don't even know what that is.
What is that?
I don't know.
We need details, Zora. This isn't even something.
Maybe we try that one too next week if it's something we can all do. I think we should try all these fun things.
Except for the mirrors. And I agree. Swanee's online going mirrors and he says shutters. And I agree.
Yes,
no mirrors.
I do too. Well, and the mirror, I mean, we just had that experience with that box that I sent you in the mail a couple of years ago with the mirror inside, remember?
Yeah.
And it was like I didn't even want it in my yard or at my house or anything. I just put it in the mail to you because I knew there was a spell on it or there was something in there.
And there was.
Do you still have that?
Yeah.
Is it here?
Yeah.
Oh, I
closed it. It's
fine. Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah. But I remember when I wouldn't bring it in the studio and mm-hmm. when I was in the hallway and I opened it and I looked in the mirror and there was this man like aiming for me, behind me, walking towards me. And the only way I could describe him is he looked like the guy in the Terminator that's the all-metal guy.
Yeah.
You know, and he's the police and he's walking, like, on a mission.
Yeah.
That's what the guy looked like. He was walking right at me.
Oh, my God.
Like, storming my way. And I quick shut the lid and I turned around and looked behind me and no one was there. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I knew it. It was like it was this beautiful trinket box that my husband had ordered from, I don't know if it was eBay or somewhere. And it was gorgeous. It had this snowy owl on it, and I love owls. And but I just felt like there was something wrong with it the minute I took it out of the box. And then I just opened it and kind of looked in the mirror and shut it fast. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want this. And I put it out on the deck. And then I'm like, I don't even want it on the deck. And I went to the post office that same night.
Yeah, you did. I've never gotten anything faster in the mail.
I'm like,
I mean, we're talking on the phone, and I had it the next day. I'm like, what the? How did you even get it to me that fast?
Oh, anyway. My gosh. Yeah, no, I just. Whew.
So Zora followed up with peeling the apple. He said, he or she, I'm sorry if I don't know who this is. You peel an apple in one go, so just one long peel, and you will see your future love through the mirror.
We should have Anita do that. Let's do it.
Oh, I don't know.
But there's a mirror, though.
I know. See, that's the thing.
Okay.
We'll have to think about that.
Yeah. But it says it's the myth anyway. I don't know. It might be kind of fun to do that.
We got
to
be careful what we're doing at her house.
I know.
We should do it somewhere else. Yeah. Somewhere like we could do it at the thrift store.
Sorry,
I'm not trying to like open anything up anywhere, but I certainly don't want to do it at someone's
house. No, but so do you have to do it in front of a mirror? So are you peeling this apple in front of a mirror? See, I don't understand. Or do you just have a mirror that you look in after the apple was peeled? I mean, there's
questions
here.
Well, no, we heard, okay, here's some other things. We heard peel an apple in one go and throw it over your shoulder and the initial it spells out will be your mate.
Oh.
Well, I haven't heard of that either.
No, I haven't either. There's a lot of weird things.
I should try that.
Should.
Because then there's no mirror.
There's no mirror.
So I'll try that one and see.
Yeah.
I won't do it at home either, though, because I don't want to do that. So, yeah, mirror in front. No, we're not doing a mirror. I don't want to do that at Anita's.
We
open some
probably not.
Portal at her house and, like,
mirror in
can't
front
close
of you.
It.
Yeah, so see, you do it, and then you look in the mirror, and then.
You're just setting yourself up.
I think so.
I don't think so. But I
don't know, but it was
throwing it over your shoulder.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'd try that.
That might be work, yeah.
Didn't. Mm-hmm. You know, there's all these myths and urban legends and whatever.
Yeah.
It's funny how we do a lot of them when we're a kid.
Oh, I know.
And we don't even, anyway.
No.
No, you know, because we don't know.
No.
And someone could tell you, but then you think, oh, they're just being ridiculous, or, you know, your parents are old, or they're, yes, you know, they don't know. They never did it. How would they know?
Mm-hmm.
But they know because they did it. But everybody then has to learn.
Yeah.
They have to do it and try it. And most of the time, I think nothing happens.
Yeah.
Or nothing that stays,
yes,
around. But yes, there's some that, you know, I mean, when going back to this Ouija board, there was this case that I was called into by another paranormal group. And it branched off to a friend of this family having trouble with the Ouija board. And it was the weirdest thing because it was passed down from generation to generation. And the one, the grandfather or something had died, and then the dad wouldn't use it, but the grandson started using it. And when he started using it, he started changing. And he started getting really depressed. And he was really depressed and started thinking about suicide. And so the family that we had originally met had said to him before we were involved, you should get rid of that board and quit playing with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he went to get rid of the board, and his mom wouldn't let him get rid of it.
Oh.
She was like, she would move it and hide, mm-hmm, it and store it in different places.
Oh.
She was never using it, but she wouldn't let him throw it away. And so I thought that was interesting. So when I was called in, I said, well, I think she's some kind of guardian. Like, I don't know if she knows that she's a guardian, but
sure,
something might have a little control.
Her, yeah, and said, don't let anybody take this Ouija board.
So what we did is we had him go in and switch it. So he took the box and put a different board in there, like Monopoly or something, I don't know.
Oh.
And then something else that would slide around and sound like the clanshot. I don't know what he did. And we met him and got the board. And my spirit guide, the one that Tim and I share, had said, only Heidi can touch the board. No one else can touch the board. So once you get it from him, only Heidi can touch the board. And I thought, great. That's fantastic.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
I don't want to touch the board.
I kid you not. So we sneak it out of the house. This thing is like black ops. You know, we tell them what to do. We had to go sneak out in the car waiting for them to leave. They never left. We had to go back a second time and go get the board. So we meet him in this parking lot to go get the board. And I forgot all my stuff,
mm-hmm,
to close the board. I forgot it. I was two hours away. I forgot all my stuff. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So I'm like, well, we'll take it back to my place, to the studio, and I'll do it, which ended up being good because it broke the energy of the board, taking it away from its home base.
Yeah.
But what was really weird, he had it in a black plastic bag and brought it out of his trunk. And the other two that I was with, Tim and another investigator, were standing there like, I'm not touching it.
Right.
And I was like, great. So I went to grab it, and I put it in the trunk of our car. I go get into the car, and within, I don't know, 30 seconds to a minute, the palms of my hands start itching like crazy. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. And I will kick myself to my last day for not getting a picture of this. The three of us, none of us got a picture of this. I think we were just stunned. I looked at my hands, and I had perfect red circles all over my hands, all over the palms of my hands.
Oh, my God.
Different sizes, perfectly shaped red circles all over my hands, and they itched like crazy. They weren't solid. They were an, mm-hmm, outline.
Oh.
But they were perfectly sized, all different shapes. I had them within 30 seconds, and they itched like crazy for about 2 weeks.
Oh. So they stayed around for a while.
Yep.
Oh. That's scary.
Within like 30 seconds.
That's scary.
Yep. And it took forever. I was using every oil, any kind of cream, salve, whatever. I was, imagine like having poison ivy in your hands,
mm-hmm,
but it never spread, never did anything. It was just on
just
my hands.
Just on your hands where
just
you touched
where I
it.
Touched the board.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Isn't that, that's crazy.
Yeah. So, I think so.
We've got a couple of things in the chat room. Let's look at what we have here, so we'll catch up, because I was talking in my story and I missed it. So let's see here. I apologize. We're reading.
So Kat was saying, Ouija, the thing they saw as the only way to try to get a hold of those who passed, I can see why it would be something you would cling to.
Mm-hmm.
Bad way of dealing with grief. Yes.
Well, yeah, because there weren't a lot of tools like there are today. And you couldn't just go to any street corner like you can today and find some medium that says they can talk to your loved ones. So, yeah, I get the whole, mm-hmm, Ouija board thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious as to how people use it. I'm not bashing anyone for using it. I used one. Big deal.
Yeah. Right.
But, the same thing could happen with a ghost box or a flashlight. Anything could be a Ouija board.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So anything could be a Ouija board if it's used for communication.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was, you know, it's just, opening a door.
Woo! Yes, it is.
But anyway.
But yeah, no.
So I'd love to, before we end for the evening, we've got a few minutes left. If you have any other stories, please, you know, get them into us on the chat room.
Yes.
We're going to continue this next week. We'll do a live, as long as everything works out and we have enough people. Light as a feather, stiff as a board on the show. We'll see how that goes. And then, unless we record it ahead of time, just in case.
No, we got to do it live. All right. We'll do it.
So, but send us your stories. If you have any Ouija board stories, send them to us through our website. Our website is thegatheringradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also go to our Facebook page. And you can like our Facebook page, too. It's not going to hurt you.
Oh, yeah. That would be, because that's what we have.
Yeah, we post our shows, we post our replays, podcasts, whatever. We post those on our Facebook page. And, we've got all sorts of good stuff coming up. But we'd love to hear your stories, too, so we can share them on the air or your ideas for shows.
And the Halloweeny. Maybe we need to light some candles, too, so we get that feeling.
Oh, we're going
to
do the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. So you guys out there, when you come and listen next week, all of our faithful listeners in the chat room, light a candle and sit in a dark room. Let's just all kind of...
We can all gather around the light as a feather table.
Oh, yeah. Look, see, Para X Vision. I'd love watching somebody else do the experiment. Hey, maybe we can go on Facebook but we can't. Oh, we could do a Facebook Live. Hey, we could do this.
All right. We're going
to
do
it. So everybody would have to go to our Facebook page and we can do a Facebook Live. And then you can watch it and listen all at the same time. That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to figure out. We'll have to practice.
Yes.
We'll do a practice before.
Yeah.
But if anything, it'll be on the radio. But we could maybe video do a Facebook Live.
Yeah.
We'll have to have someone doing it.
Yeah. Or we could just set up somebody's phone, like on a selfie
tripod
or something.
Or a
tripod and just kind of go over the, We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out and we'll test it.
I'm broadcast here too. T-Pox has done it. I don't know how to do that. If somebody can tell us how to do that, we can do that. Otherwise, we can just do a Facebook Live and you guys would all have to come to the Gathering Facebook page.
And then I want to get this other comment in before we're done. Mark at Paratalk said, grief is always the biggest deceptor because it's the opposite of hope.
Mm-hmm.
And one cannot live without hope. That is why Dave and I are so against those who prey on the grieving. And that's,
I agree.
There's a lot of people that will take advantage of someone that's grieving to make money or to get something, from them.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, whether it's attention or whatever, or just whatever. I don't know. Yeah. So, but, sometimes, this is, as long as it's not used for harm, and I don't know how else to say it, but some of the stuff we do that there isn't any, it's not negative.
No.
It doesn't have a negative consequence. I mean, there can be. You have to be very safe doing this. But, I can see why people go to these tools and devices.
Oh, absolutely. Because they want to talk to them one more time.
Right. They are grieving, and they want hope that it's not the end. And that's usually when I talk with people, like that gal I was talking about on at Paracon. And she was asking about her family member. And I was like, well, let's see if anything comes through. I can't say if anything's going to come through or not. I don't know if anyone's going to be present. And I don't know. I can't make someone appear. And I'm standing there talking to her, and this family member's right behind her. And I thought, oh, my gosh. And so I thought, well, let me just tell her what I see. And so I did. And it ended up lining up. And she's a big skeptic. But now she's thinking maybe there is something else after this.
Mm-hmm.
And if that helps her or changes her or gives her some kind of comfort that they're still around us, they're just not with body, then that's great. And I didn't charge her. She left, and it was, I didn't even know anything had worked.
I
thought
she had a good poker face.
I'm like, well, I guess that was a fail, and that happens, so I don't, it's just, it is what it is. I don't make any promises, but it worked, and she was really happy after that. When I talked to her again, she said it was good to know that there might be something to this. So anyway, well, we just blew through another hour, it was a lot of fun, and thank you everybody for your subjects, your topics, your stories. We're really excited to do our, we'll see what happens next week with our live on location, seance type Halloween episode.
We're going to do the stiff as a
light as a feather,
stiff as a board.
Yes.
Live.
And hopefully live on our Facebook page, but we'll definitely be here on Para X.
We'll make sure Anita has her table all cleared up.
we'll be here on Para X, no doubt.
Yeah.
But thank you everybody for joining us. Thank you, Para X, for hosting us. Thank you, Sarge, for being the best producer in the world.
Absolutely.
And we'll be excited to talk with you next week and let you know how this goes.
Yeah, let us know what else you might want to talk about. But anyway, signing off for the night.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.